How's your diabetes affected your relationship with your wife?
Well, we've been together since 1971, so that's 73 years. During that period, I was not diabetic for probably 8 of them, approximately. But the rest of the time, I have been diabetic. There's been quite a few problems due to hyperglycemic attacks. She sees more of them than anybody else does. She's very good at spotting them. She can tell before I can by a look in my eye, or my eyes, should I say. I've got 2 eyes. And, you know, so that causes a bit of strain. Also, you know, working away from home so much causes strain as well. I'm not always in the best humour when I come home on a Friday after being stuck in a traffic jam for a couple of hours.
Quite a few people have told me that their partner recognises symptoms before they do. Has that been useful?
Yes, she's very often right, but sometimes she's wrong. And it makes me test my blood sugar, put it that way. But unfortunately, if she doesn't spot them early enough, you become very cantankerous and will not test your blood sugar. You say, yeah, I know best, I'm the diabetic and all these sort of things. But invariably she's right. So, you know, also when you have them in your sleep also, which I did start having them in my sleep, which you cannot detect symptoms when you're asleep. But, you know, she'd detect that I was jumping about or whatever.
And what would she do?
Give me sugar, effectively, make me eat something. On one occasion, she had to give me glucagon. Or wanted to give me glucagon, but couldn't inject it. So it was a bit of a waste of time if you cannot do the injections. But I started carrying glucagon because of these things. But basically because I had a hyperglycemic attack and I was like paralysed with it. I couldn't get my blood sugar up. I couldn't move my legs properly. Although I wasn't actually having the hyperglycemic attack still, but I was rather concerned that I couldn't get out of bed. So had I had glucagon, I would have injected it at that stage. That's what made me start having glucagon around the house. Although I've never actually injected it. I don't know how to inject it. I know how to inject it, but I don't know how much to take. I'd have to read the instructions. It's relatively infrequent. It has only happened to me once in my life that I have had a hyperglycemic attack like that. Normally the recovery is relatively rapid.